Welcome to Coaching Session 4. Winston Churchill said the price of greatness is responsibility. As a leader, you have responsibility. As a manager, you have responsibility. And actually, you have at least three that I want to talk with you briefly about today. You're a leader and you're a manager. You have authority and power in the workplace. And the reason that you have that authority and power is because it's been entrusted to you. Now, I don't care if you're the owner of your own business. Somebody, maybe a group of somebodies like a board, financial investors, suppliers, friends, people believe in you. People believe in your skill. They believe in your experience. They believe in the results that you can and maybe have already delivered. And that's why you're where you are. And yes, you should be proud. You should also be cautious. You should also be very, very cautious. You need to be careful that it doesn't go to your head. You need to be careful that you don't fall into that trap of believing that your current position is permanent. You need to be careful to believe that, okay, work's, it's done. Here I am. I've arrived. You need to be careful that you don't take your opportunities for granted. And maybe you need to be careful that you're not blinded to opportunities. You need to be careful that you quit working hard to grow and become better. For as long as I can remember, I've heard people give this exhortation: if it is to be, it's up to me. I don't know who first said that. I tried to find out, but it really is quite brilliant because deep down, I think we all know that it's true. If it is to be, it's up to me. Now, whether we're given to excuse making or not, we know deep down that we have to take responsibility for our own lives. Now, there are many people that go through life as a victim and, oh, they would do this and they would do that except for somebody else and this circumstance and lots of excuses. You're not likely one of those kind of people. Because I wouldn't probably be working with, I probably wouldn't be commissioned to work with you if you were that kind of a person. But as leaders, we have to take an even wider scope of influence. Because we have a wider scope of influence. Because we're leaders and we're managers. And as a result of that scope of influence, our responsibility widens. I want to make a subtle, but I think it's a really important distinction between leadership and management. Leadership involves people. Management involves processes or the work. And I want you to keep that in mind as we move forward. Leadership involves people. Management involves processes or the work. Now, other people might view it differently, but after 35 years of leading and managing, I'm just telling you that's my view. And it's my conclusion about these two terms, and it's why I began by calling you both a leader and a manager, because you are. And you're capable of both roles. Executive coaching, at least for me, is not a remedial process. Rarely am I ever even contacted because someone wants to try to help someone who's already in trouble. Mostly, my clients are high achievers worthy of top-level help, and high achievers worthy of top-level help bear a heavier burden of responsibility. Your responsibility to your organization. Your position exists because the organization needs what you bring to the party. Without your position and without you in that position, your organization is going to suffer some gap in performance. Now, I'd love to tell you that you're irreplaceable, but you're not. None of us are. Now, you shouldn't despair because of that, because it doesn't mean that you're not highly valuable, and it certainly doesn't mean that you'll be easy to replace. Fact is, I'm going to tell you, work like crazy to make sure that you're really, really difficult to replace. But by serving the organization, you best serve those who are served by your organization. Now, depending on the business that you're in and your organization, you might call them patrons, you might call them customers, you might call them citizens, you might call them fans. There are a variety of terms, but they're all people. They are all people who rely on your organization for services and products. They are people who depend on your organization to serve them well. You contribute to that because of your commitment to the organization. So it means that right now You're in this role with a big responsibility to serve your organization faithfully. And so right now, this is your time. I want you to make the most of it. Make a difference. Make a big difference. Your responsibility to your direct reports. Doesn't matter how many direct reports you've got. Every leader, manager, has an inner circle of people who depend on him for guidance, support, correction, accountability, and growth. Those are tall orders. But hey, that's why you're the leader. Not just anybody can do this job. And frankly, not just anybody wants to do this job. These people, these direct reports, these are crucial to your performance. Without them, you're not going to be able to make a difference. Without them, you're not going to be able to make the difference that you want to make. All of your contributions ultimately are going to stem from the performance of these people. And if they're all exceptional, their performances are exceptional, you're exceptional. If they're weak, if they stumble, if they fall, yeah, so do you. Now, unfortunately, this is where a lot of leaders get all messed up. Their ego gets in the way. Selfishness sets in. This big-headed mindset takes over, and some begin believing that they're more important than their team. Extraordinary leaders don't fall into that trap. I'm here in Dallas, Texas, and of course we have the Dallas Cowboys, and most everybody worldwide knows about the Dallas Cowboys. Well, back in the late 80s, I think it was 89, Jerry Jones, the current owner of the team, bought the team. The prior coach was famous coach Tom Landry. Jerry Jones hits town from Arkansas, and in tow he has a buddy, Jimmy Johnson. Well, they made history together. Jerry owned the team and handled the business affairs. Jimmy handled the football stuff. And man, they went from literally zeros, where they weren't winning any games in virtually year one and two, and went on to win some Super Bowls together. Until the big-headed mindset took over. Jerry felt like he wasn't getting enough credit for the victories on the football field. He didn't much care that his head coach was getting all the glory and the accolades. He wanted the glory for himself. And conversely, Jimmy didn't want the owner meddling in the football affairs. And so both men brought sufficient egos to the table. But they fell into a trap. Players today who are long retired, like Troy Aikman, Michael Irvin, Emmitt Smith, these guys that had won those Super Bowls with these two men, one the owner, one the head coach, they lament to this day that they could have won more, that the success that they left on the table, if you will, they're sad about that, that if only these two men could have set their egos aside, and if they could have bucked it up for the team, they could have, who knows how many Super Bowls they could have won. Great leaders just never forget that the people that they must serve daily are those team members who do the heavy lifting. Question, how extraordinary are you? Are you extraordinary? I'm going to answer and say yes. I'm going to say simply by being here right now, right here, right now, the odds are very high that indeed you are extraordinary. Else, I probably would not be working with you. Treat your team as though your professional life depends on it, because it does. Getting work done through others, that's the mandate of your life as an executive. Your work is not judged by the work that you produce, but by the work that you are able to help others produce. And that doesn't mean that you don't have your own work to do. But it means that your first internal customers are the people who make up your team. They've got to be up front and on your mind as you do your work. And it's your job to meet their needs. And sometimes that means you need to show them, train them, teach them. Sometimes it may mean that you need to be stern to correct their poor behavior or performance. But it always means that you're supportive to help serve them. And they have to know that. It's urgent and it's important that they all know that your primary goal is to help them achieve as much success as possible, because you have the power and the authority that they don't have. That necessarily means that when they have a problem, when they have a constraint, you're the guy who can fix that. You're the guy who can open doors for them so that their work can be done. Let's talk about your responsibility to yourself All of this fails if you don't bear the burden to take care of yourself. You know, on the airline, you've heard the airline announcement, you know, that if the oxygen masks fall, you people with small children, make sure that you put your mask on first before you put it on your child. Well, we understand why they make that announcement. If mom is holding the baby, doesn't matter if you get the mask on, you know, if mom doesn't get the mask on herself, she's not going to be able to take care of the child. So take care of yourself first, because then you can take care of your child and anybody else. Unfortunately, there are some leaders and managers that neglect their health. They opt to work long hours. They opt to indulge in poor habits, overindulge. And a lot of them are failing in their private lives. I mean, isn't it amazing how many incredibly financially business savvy, successful people, you know, they're on their third, fourth marriage. Isn't it amazing how many people with extraordinary success in the workplace have children that are in their third stint of rehab? How does neglecting to be your best in life, and that means personally, and that means at home, how does that help you be a better leader, be a better manager? It doesn't. It doesn't. I know this is one of those hard philosophical arguments, because I've had it way too many times through the years. People go, well, how can you argue with the success that this person has in the workplace? And I'm like, well, how can you argue against what potentially could be there? You know, if the man had greater fidelity in his home life, if the man was a better father, you know, you tell me that he would necessarily not be as good an executive. And I get the fact that in some cases, maybe that's true. Maybe that's true. Maybe being married to the job did garner some success. Newsflash, you already know this, because we've probably been spending some time together. I don't feel that way. Well, better said, here's how I feel. I don't know that it's worth it. I don't know that it's worth it. That spoken from a guy who's been married to the same woman all of my life and have two grown children and grandkids. So, yeah, okay, I've got my bias. But I think you know what I'm saying. You need to take care of yourself. You've got to fit in here somewhere, and you can't fit in last. You can't neglect to be your best in your life, because it just won't help. And so I want to encourage you to shoulder the responsibility to yourself, to take care of yourself, because there are people that depend on you. And by the way, not all those people that depend on you are at work. So I want to end this session with another responsibility, and that's one that coincides with the responsibility that you have to yourself. And I bring it up here because we've now had some time together, either online or offline or both. And by now, I've likely got some idea of how seriously you're taking this, and I know that you're busy, and I know that there are millions, okay, maybe thousands of distractions every day. But even so, this work is about you, and it's an investment in you. And I know that it's arduous, and I know that it's difficult, and I know that finding time for just one more thing is tough. You can't outsource it. You can't surrender it to somebody else. You remember the old computer axiom, you don't hear it much anymore, but we used to, garbage in, garbage out. Okay, it's got a broader application, namely to our lives, garbage in, garbage out. And so I want to cheer you on to be more aggressive in investing in yourself, and I want you to take our work seriously. I don't want you to just take, well, I don't want you to take yourself. I certainly don't want you to take me too seriously, because the journey's an exploration. But like all explorations, it does require some work. Now, I think it's fun work, but it's still work. Don't avoid it. Don't put it off. Because when you do, you're putting off investing in yourself. That won't benefit you. Doing the work is what will benefit you. And look at all the other people who are going to be served because you're growing. Look at all the other people in your life. I haven't met an executive yet. If I said, okay, let's write down the people that you have a direct impact on, they can't write down all the names. And some of them have looked at me puzzled as though, man, there aren't that many. But when you start thinking about it, not only at work, but in your social life, family, friends, think of the people And we're not talking dozens. We're talking, in some cases, it could be hundreds. Make your personal and professional life a priority. Jack Welch said something while he was running General Electric, and I've been a fan of this for a long, long time. In fact, I've got somewhere here in my office, I've got a boat oar that my sister, she's about 6 years older than me, but years and years ago, and she has long been a painter, oil paintings. And she got a paddle. So often would I use this phrase that she got a boat oar from a sporting goods store. And she painted this saying on the boat oar. But Jack Welch would say, control your own destiny or somebody else will. And he's absolutely right. I realize there are a lot of things beyond our control, and I'm not at all saying that you have complete, absolute control, because no one does, but to the degree that you do have control, I want you to take control. Better yet, I want you to accept responsibility